This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Well, good everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm excited, guys, because, you know, I don't know how many of you heard my last week's podcast, but we had so many raving reviews about it. I was so thrilled. You know, you always feel good when you know you're sort of ministering and awakening and bringing revelation to people all the time, you know, and one of the things we talked about last week was law of attraction, but doing it from a biblical point of view, right? And how you got to feel it and put yourself into it. Well, something really popped in my spirit after that. And I want to continue that today because I really feel like that we're building up on a stronger, more potent, faster way to manifest, you know, God's kingdom, God's reality, God's will for your life. And so today we are going to target that. So I've named the podcast today is Attraction Through Conversation. Attraction through conversation. Let me explain this to you guys. One of the things I've realized, and in all the years I've been a law of attraction practitioner, you know, prophetic minister of the gospel, all these things, is really knowing how to be able to navigate through the spiritual realm and find out exactly what works. What is it? What's the niche? What is the catch? What is the keys of the kingdom, so to say, that unlocks the mysteries and secrets that we here on earth tend to not understand? And we have to remember, first of all, you know, one of my favorite preachers of all time, you know, once said, everything is spiritual, which is true. Everything is spiritual. There's not really a breaking of the natural versus the spiritual, because everything is spiritual. Everything we do complements, enhances, feeds into the spiritual and vice versa for the natural. So everything's pretty much spiritual. And with that being said, we have to realize that we do live in an attractive universe, an attractive creation, an attractive earth. You know, when God said in Genesis, as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest. And what that means is this. It means as long as we're alive, as long as creation exists, planet or earth, what terra firma as we call it, then as long as we are here, what's going on is we have the power to choose. We have the power to really navigate through a way where we can really examine our thoughts, examine things in our life every day. You know, if you think about waking up every morning, you go to bed at nighttime, isn't it ironic how sometimes you have good days, sometimes you have bad days, sometimes you just have blessing after blessing come in, and other days you're like, what's going on? Like, you know, I feel like I'm in a desert today. And we never stop to realize, what if life was meant to be that way? Think about it. You know, when the Bible says you'll have trials and tribulations in this life, but be of good cheer, he's already overcome it. You forget the reality that he's letting you know that, for lack of better words, he created trials and tribulations and things on this earth to feed into us. And then what that means is this, is to purify us through fire, to begin to challenge us to make, you know, good decisions versus bad decisions, to let our yeses be yes, our noes be noes, for the power of life and death to come out of our tongue. There's a universe that God has given us that says, I've given you that power that whatever you put out there comes back to you. So you've got to work that system. You've got to navigate through that system to really understand it. And once you awaken to that reality and you recognize that you have a say-so in this creation and that God wants you to have a say-so, you know, one of those scriptures I really love is when it says, draw near to me and then I'll draw near to you. Isn't it interesting how sometimes we will beg and we will plead before God and we'll say, God, show up, God, do this, and yet we'll do nothing about it first because we're too busy being religious, saying, I'm just going to wait on God. And instead of being so religious, why don't we just act like co-creators that we're called and created to be and just begin to understand that when he says, call upon me and I'll answer thee, and then you hear, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you, what he's saying is, well, let me see your action. Let me see your desperation. Let me see where your heart lies, and not lies as in lying, like I'm lying to you, but where's your heart lying? In other words, is it lying in grace? Is it lying in passion and fervent fire to begin to manifest your purpose? Or, and for another example, we could say it this way. The heart could be saying, God could be looking at the heart to say, what is your purpose? What is your vision? I mean, you know, we can't look at God and expect God to do everything. God never created us to do everything. I mean, even the universe itself, who's not even human. But yeah, we can prove scientifically the universe has basically this this alive, and it's alive. It has sound, sound waves. It's vibrational. So we do recognize the creation and the universe. It's alive. We could say it this way. It's got a heartbeat. A heartbeat is vibration and light. And so you realize that everything is alive. And if everything's alive, that means we have things that can respond to us. And what if, let's go there for a moment, what if it actually relies on us to make the command or to think something, good, bad, or ugly, in order for it to say, great, let's do it. Let's do it. Because if everything is alive, that means it's got to respond to something. And I don't believe God created a universe and creation to just sit there and have a quote-unquote vibrational response level and yet never have the communication to anything or to have instructions given to it or whatever it is you're looking for in your life. No. I believe God made everything to be alive with this sort of spiritual vibrational heartbeat, we could say, to respond to the sons of God, to the daughters of God. I mean, we can hear in the Bible where, you know, Joshua calls the sun to stand still for a day. I mean, I don't know how that could be possible in a world that we can, you know, look through science and measure how things happen, but somehow in order for the day to stay still, that means the earth had to stop and or the sun had to stop rotating, but you know what? It happened. And so through that, we see where the waters parted, you know, for Moses. We see where creation responded to the sons and daughters of God. And because it responds to the sons and daughters of God, what if, once again, my what if is telling you it is, but what if that's our truth, our reality? And so with that being said, I want to encourage you in something today in this podcast, because I named it Attraction Through Conversation. You guys are going to love this. I was sharing with one of my clients the other day something that I thought was very powerful, is we're so busy always trying to think what we want, manifest through our thoughts, which we should do, because that's sort of the foundation of the kingdom of God when it deals with thoughts becoming things, and as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, you know, creating a vision for yourself, getting a purpose, awakening, open your eyes, you know, all of these phrases, these buzzwords, and these scriptures and principles we hear every day of our lives that we know are truths for us universally. So through that, we can look and say this, that it's good that we're thinking to ourselves. Sometimes it's good that we need to repeat itself out loud to ourselves, to hear ourselves, to know I'm not crazy. I'm actually going to think out loud and say out loud what it is that I'm thinking to where I can put it out there in the atmosphere. You know, we can change the atmosphere. We can shift our sphere of influence by speaking to it. When I say sphere of influence, that's the word metron, which Paul used in I think Corinthians, which deals with the fact that we have a sphere of influence and it waits on us to influence it. I mean, when people ask me or tell me things such as, I don't know if this law of attraction thing, is it biblical? And I say, well, let me tell you something. If it's not biblical, then God really made a big error all through the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Because when Paul dealt with the word metron, which meaning sphere of influence, that means why would you even call it influential, God? Because if you do, it's got to be influenced by something and it's our sphere, you said. So Paul influenced his sphere that was God-given to him, that every man has, that is asking for someone or the person or the co-creator or the co-owner of that sphere to respond to it, to influence it. Now then, with that being said, we could look at things such as attraction through conversation, which means simply this. It means that when you are at that place where I need to sort of build myself up in my most holy faith, I need to sort of almost like manipulate my brain to be able to remember that my brain is going to think what I tell it to. I always say, first and foremost, folks, manipulation is not a bad word. It can be very negative and bad because we've always heard it in a bad way, like she manipulated him. But the key thing you have to remember also is it's not just about that. It's about the idea of realizing that through that, you've got to manipulate your mind. And guess what the word renewing? If you think of renewing your mind, guess what you're doing? You're literally manipulating your mind. Very self-explanatory. You're manipulating your mind in the sense of manipulating your mind to tell it what it's supposed to believe, what it's supposed to think, and how it's supposed to respond. That's what you do. You manipulate your brain to say, you know what? This is the truth. This is a reality. So you shift the paradigm into what you know it should believe and what it should manifest. That's how we renew our mind, as we call those things that be not as though they were. If you think of manipulating your brain, the greatest definition you could find in the Word of God is the Word of God that says calling those things that be not as though they were. Why? Because I don't see it. I don't see it in the natural. I don't see. There's no proof of anything existing. existing to me. So I manipulate my mind into saying, you're going to learn to call things as they're not, but you're going to call it as it is, because in your reality, in your mind, you have to make it real for you. Because if it is real and you believe it's real, it's going to be real and it's going to manifest for you. So with that being said, to stir yourself up in your most holy faith, sometimes it's good to have a conversation. What I encouraged my client to do the other day is something that I've done all my life, and that is iron sharpens iron. Attraction sharpens attraction. So if you think about it from that level, an apple tree produces apples, right? So if you think about it that way, you have to understand that when we are talking about the power of conversation, we have to understand where Jesus said, where the Word of God said, I should say, where two or more gathered in His name, there He is. You know, He sent Him out. Think of it this way. Why would Jesus send out disciples two by two? Because sending out one person would be good, but they don't have another person to feed off of, or vice versa, or the other person to uplift them to say, no, you did a good job, man. You say what you got to say in this city, and I back you up with that to encourage you. You build each other up. You sharpen each other. So going out in twos is awesome. Two is considered unity. You know, it's feeding off one another. You know, so with that, you have to also realize that there's power in two. So with that being said, we have to begin to look at this and say this. How can things be quickly attracted to us through conversation? Here's what you do. You get with your family member. You get with somebody maybe who's part of your vision, part of your household, someone who's really got your back, that you know sees and believes in what you're seeing and believing and believes in you, and vice versa. And what you do is you carry on conversations with them. All throughout the day, you manipulate the mind by bringing in your conversation to say, hey, you know what? I'm loving this new house that God promised me. And then having the other person say something to the effect of, oh, that's really great. Well, how does it feel? Oh, it feels great. It's roomy. It's spacious. It's wonderful. That's really great. Well, so, wow, what does it look like? Oh, it's awesome. We've got the walls painted white, you know. And what's going on is you might look and say, well, in the natural, is that person lying or are they actually feeding from their vision? No, they're feeding from their vision. They're feeding in from what is a truth and a reality to how God sees it. It's called seeing through God's eyes. If I'm going to see through God's eyes of what God's promised me, then not only do I need to talk it out to myself, I need to get someone else on board with me for them to be able to challenge me and say, oh, wow, so how is your house? The idea here is this. When you get your spouse into full agreement to understand, we've got to be able to cause the power to happen, because with two or more gathered, something strongly happens. So if we get together and we're believing God for a house, we're believing God for ministry, we're believing God for touching lives, we're believing God for, you know, a business, an entrepreneurship or whatever, we're believing God for money, then you, throughout the day, carry on a conversation as if you're already in that position. You're already there, you're already speaking it, you're already doing it. When you do that, what happens is the both of you are building each other up in your faith, but also you're building each other up to get the ideas and the creative, those creative juices flowing out of each person as you're both questioning each other. Well, great, wonderful. So how does, you know, do you like this new house we're in? Oh, I love it. Now, in the natural, are you actually in that house? No. But you're walking around maybe in your smaller home or your apartment, or if as a married couple or friends ever, let's say you're living with your parents or whatever. But guess what you're doing? You're carrying a conversation with each other and you're making it a reality by questioning, well, how does this feel? How does it look? I love what you did to the, you know, you know, how would you want to decorate the living room? Oh, man, I can't wait. I have this dream. The couch is going to go over here. And what happens is you start speaking it to where you both are literally convincing. And I'll give you, for those of you who are religious, you won't get this. If you're not religious, you get it. And what happens is you begin to manipulate each other's brain into believing the true reality, the only true reality that ever exists in this universe, is that of God's kingdom. And that is, that's the only truth there is. That everything happens in the spirit first before it happens in the natural. So you can't manifest anything in your world until you, first of all, believe it within your heart, say it to yourself, like the woman with the issue of blood that said within herself. Then you carry it on with somebody else. You find somebody else to talk to and you say, hey, you know what? You know, how's that new car? Oh, I love my new car. You know, I'm loving this or that. And what happens is you challenge each other. You ask each other questions. Wow, so what color car did you get? Oh, I got a red car. I got a white car. What kind of make and model is it? Oh, well, I got this. And that person knows what you're doing. They understand that you are speaking from another reality that's not in the natural, but it's more of a stronger reality than what we see and feel here on earth. And they understand the reality of speaking that heavenly language to where they know thy kingdom come has got to be, thy will be done, it's got to be here on earth. But in order to do that, you guys have to talk it out. You have to talk it out. And it's great when you have a vision and you're trying to attract things from God's will of what you want in your life. It's great, but it's even better when you get somebody that really knows you and trusts you and loves you, and you both have each other's back to say, hey, tell me about this new house you're getting. Tell me about this house you got. Tell me what it looks like. Tell me how many bedrooms is in it. I did that with my client the other day. I said, so you guys need what, a 5-bedroom, you know, house? And so I said, you guys need to talk it out to each other. Say, wow, what does your bedroom look like? Man, my bedroom looks like this. Well, cool. What is it? What does the front door look like? Well, I got this big, beautiful wooden door or glass door, you know, with those bars on it, metal bars. I mean, the key thing is you've got to begin to have feedback to one another. And you're speaking words into the atmosphere where you're both parties are enjoying the we'll say, for lack of better words, not that it's a game, but we could say it this way. You play a game with one another. You play a game from a standpoint of being seated in heavenly places, of a reality world that is more real than this one is. And so through that, you begin to talk it out. And you place yourself in that. You place yourself in that reality. And both of you will start feeling it automatically without realizing, man, this house feels really good. I'm in. Oh, yeah, it does. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed my house. And you begin to, your senses and your feelings and your brain and your mind and your thoughts, everything lines up because you're carrying on a conversation, asking each other how it looks, how it feels, what's going on. And before long, the brain really realizes or thinks it's real. Like, you must really be in this house or this car, this new job. Because remember, when the brain thinks, it has no clue. It has no earthly clue if it's a reality, if you're really living it out, or if it's just thinking it. And when you bring it out to the open, of the open air, the atmosphere, especially through somebody else, and you're talking that language through somebody else to strengthen that vision by being in it and them questioning you and you questioning them what their vision and your vision looks like, it's going to explode. Because before long, your brain's like, wow, we must be in this. We must be in this new reality. We're living it out. And so it'll shoot things through your brain, through your body to say, do you feel it? What does it feel like? And all of a sudden your feelings begin to align with that. So one of the greatest things that we could ever do is start carrying on a conversation from that point of view, from that reality, and getting into a conversation where those two people that are part of each other's lives in unity can really begin to say, you know what, we're building this thing. We're going to build it together through our conversation. We're going to build it together by us understanding that we're speaking. We're not really playing a game even. We're speaking from a reality we've both seen. We have seen this. We've witnessed this in the spirit. So we got to start talking because it's already here. And the more you do that, the more each other begins to realize that you're literally drawing. Think of it this way. If one could put 1,000 in flight, two could put 10,000 in flight, hello. Imagine what it would do in a power of the law of attraction for your lives. Imagine what it would do when you hear, like David, we studied this at church not too long ago, you know, when you think, you know, the people shouted, you know, Saul's killed his thousands, David has killed his tens of thousands, because they were talking about the war and how stronger David was and how David killed so many more men than Saul. Of course, Saul becomes a little jealous of that, unfortunately. But what is happening here is it's almost that progression of something happening within two people. And so you realize that what happens if we got two people together who trusted and loved one another and began to build that reality, really, really built that reality up. Wouldn't that be amazing? Imagine how much everything in God's kingdom would say, they mean business, they've already seen it, they're witnessing it together, they're witnessing it together. And you could probably imagine the angels saying, well, how are they witnessing it together, God? Because they're having a conversation as if they're already living in it, they're already doing it right now. So in fact, their conversation now is bringing in emotion and feeling, and now they're asking each other questions of how it looks and how it feels and how big it is and how small it is and what's on the wall, what's on the carpets, what's, you know, what job it is, what, you know, who's the boss. I mean, what happens is this conversation where the power of life and death is flowing through two people's tongues is beginning to almost mutate together or merge or infuse together, I should say. And can you imagine the power that's going to come out of that conversation? So I want to help walk you guys through this year to really understand how to manifest. There's nothing better in my life that is so much fun, and it makes life so much worth living when you start getting the mind that you're supposed to have. And you live from that reality, and you don't have to you don't have to turn around every moment and say, oh, I'm begging you, Jesus, I'm helping, I'm binding devils. And the truth is, half the time you might look and say, this is not working. Because maybe it's not a devil. Maybe you need to quit your pleading to God and be Let God move in you as if you are God. And what that means is, if I'm going to be a son of God or co-creator with God, my job is to act like, walk like, talk like, manifest, speak just like Jesus did. Bottom line. I mean, there was people who asked him at one point, they said, look, he could call down angels to rescue him when he was on the cross. He could call down angels, you know, or he could call fire to come down. But he didn't want to. He knew he could because he knew he could manifest that. He knew his power to bring anything down to this natural world. He did because he was the door between them, between both worlds. And knowing that, there was actually not even two different worlds for him. He knew who he was. Therefore, he just manifested knowing that everything here is spiritual. So I could call down anything I wanted to. But he knew it's not what this moment requires, not what this moment needs. That's where you have to look and say, where do you come from? Do you live from the reality of where you're coming from? Do you understand the power of that sort of presence of realizing who you are, what you call to do? And then do you have people around you can carry on the conversation with? Because here's a key thing. If you don't have anybody around you that can carry on that kind of conversation, you need to drop them and find new friends. Because the people who are very close to you, your spouse, your best friend, your confidant, whatever it is, your partner, whatever, whoever's really extremely close and buddy-buddy with you in your life will say, if they don't get it, you're on a losing battle, because you need somebody who can say, I am right there with you. I see what you're seeing about myself. I see what you see about yourself too. And we're gonna talk ourselves happy, talk ourselves into the reality that our minds are living in. And if nobody else understands it, who cares? Because we're manifesting this thing quicker. So I want to say, if you feel like you don't have anybody around you to talk to you about this, find new friends. Find people. Find someone that's in your life. Because if you don't have that kind of person in your life, you can never manifest anything. Because you're going to realize that you have power to do whatever you want to do. But when you have unity between somebody that you know is just like that precious-minded faith mentality, oh my goodness, nothing is impossible for you. Nothing will be possible. Because there are two or more gathered, man, something explodes. So that's where you will have to begin to pull that into play and understand that. All right. So I hope everyone grab this revelation today from this podcast. I hope you run with it and you make it your own revelation, and you have people that surround you, that you are surrounding you with so many powerful, potent revelation. I always say this: I need people around me that don't talk religious talk. I don't need no religious talk. What I need is somebody who's serious about mature enough to manifest, who's serious about saying, I don't have to scream, shout, bind, hoop, and holler. I need to get real this life, sit down, nitty-gritty, manifest, speak it out, manifest it. You know, create it, call it forth, start a business. I need somebody who's going to be a doer. And I need somebody who's going to have action. And I need somebody who's going to know their co-creator to say, if I don't have it, I will create it. I will attract it. And that's a key thing that God really wants from us, is being like Him. Jesus did what the Father did. We do exactly what the Father does too. We are carbon copies and motivators and of God to do that thing that we see our Father do. So today, run with this. Run with this. You have to change your friends, change your life around. Do it. Line up to where everything is working out for your good. Because the moment you do, and you have a support system, but within inside of yourself and without side of yourself, nothing will ever be impossible for you. You are that person who's aligning with that dream of yours, and because you're going to be aligning with their dream as well. So take this today, run with it, write it down, make it your own. As always, before we close out our podcast, I always say, if you don't like your day, go and change it. Redirect your thought today, change your life. It's been given to you to live the life you desire. Have a great day. God bless. Talk to you guys next week.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.